Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. Here's a number that should terrify you. Most people use the same password, or a minor variation of it, across dozens of accounts. Their email, their bank, their social media, their work login, all protected by Fluffy2019 or Password123 with a few symbols thrown in when the site demands it. When one database gets breached, and databases get breached constantly, attackers don't just get one account, they get the keys to everything. Today, password managers and why they're the single most impactful privacy tool you can adopt. Last episode, we built your threat model, figuring out what you're protecting and from whom. Now we start building your toolkit, and we're starting with the foundation, password managers. If you do nothing else after listening to this podcast, do this. A password manager will protect you from hackers, data breaches, and your own human tendency to take shortcuts. Let's be honest about how most people handle passwords. You have dozens, probably hundreds, of online accounts. Every site demands a password. Many require uppercase, lowercase, numbers, symbols, a blood sacrifice. So what do? You pick something memorable. Your dog's name plus the year you graduated, or QWERTY with some numbers. Then you reuse it everywhere because who can remember 50 different passwords? Here's why that's catastrophic. Data breaches happen constantly. LinkedIn, Adobe, Yahoo, Equifax, Marriott. Billions of username password combinations are floating around on the dark web. When hackers get a dump from one breach, the first thing they do is try those credentials everywhere else. It's called credential stuffing, and it works because people reuse passwords. If your email password matches your bank password and your email was in a breach, your bank account is now at risk, and it gets worse. Even if you think you're being clever, adding 123 to the end, capitalizing a letter, swapping an A for an at. Hackers know all those tricks. Password cracking tools try those variations automatically. Your PHSSword123 isn't clever. It's predictable. The only real solution is using a unique, random, complex password for every single account. And since no human can remember hundreds of random strings, you need a tool. You need a password manager. A password manager is a secure vault for all your passwords. You remember one password, your master password, and the password manager remembers everything else. It generates random passwords for you. It fills them in automatically when you log into sites, and it keeps them encrypted so even if someone stole your password file, they couldn't read it. Think of it like having a personal assistant who memorizes all your passwords, generates strong new ones on demand, and never forgets anything, but who can only be unlocked by you. The key is that master password. Make it long, make it memorable, make it unique. A passphrase works well, 4 or 5 random words strung together. Correct horse battery staple is the famous example, something you can remember but that would take centuries for a computer to crack. Once you have a password manager set up, logging into sites becomes easier, not harder. You don't have to remember anything, you don't have to type anything, the manager fills in your credentials automatically. Better security and more convenience, that's rare. There are two main approaches, local first and cloud synced. Both have valid use cases. Let's start with KeePass XC, the local first option. KeePass XC is open source, completely free, and stores your password database locally on your device. Nothing ever touches anyone else's servers. The pros: you're in complete control, no subscription fees, no trust required in a cloud provider. If the KeePass company disappeared tomorrow, your passwords would still work. The cons: syncing between devices is your responsibility. You need to manage backups yourself. If you lose your database file and don't have a backup, your passwords are gone. KeePass XC is perfect for the sovereignty-minded. Your passwords live on your hardware, encrypted with your key. Nobody else has access. This aligns with core cypherpunk values. If you control the data, you control the outcome. Now the cloud synced option, Bitwarden. Bitwarden is also open source, has a generous free tier, and syncs your passwords across all your devices through their servers. The pros: seamless sync between phone, laptop, tablet. If you lose a device, your passwords are safe in the cloud. Very user-friendly. The cons: you're trusting Bitwarden's infrastructure. There's a company involved. If you're the tin foil hat type, this might bother you. However, and this matters, Bitwarden encrypts your vault with zero knowledge encryption. They can't read your passwords. Even if their servers were breached, attackers would get encrypted blobs that are useless without your master password. For most people, Bitwarden offers the best balance of security and usability. What about 1Password and LastPass? 1Password is excellent but not open source, so you're trusting their implementation. LastPass has had multiple security incidents and I can't recommend them anymore. If you want open source and cloud sync, Bitwarden. If you want maximum control, KeePass XC. Here's how to set up a password manager today. I'll use Bitwarden as the example, but KeePass XC is similar. Step 1. Download and create an account. Go to bitwarden.com, download the app for your devices, and create an account. Choose a strong master password, a passphrase of 4 or more random words. Write this passphrase down and store it somewhere secure, a physical piece of paper in a safe, not a sticky note on your monitor. If you forget this password, you lose everything. Step 2. Install the browser extension. Bitwarden has extensions for Firefox, Chrome, Brave, and others. The extension will detect login forms and offer to save or fill credentials. Step 3. Start with your most important accounts. Don't try to migrate everything at once. Start with email, banking, and anything with two-factor authentication. Log in, let Bitwarden save the password, then change it to something randomly generated. Step 4. Generate new passwords. When you hit Generate Password, Bitwarden will create something like X7LARKP2MQZR9WL4. Random, complex, impossible to guess or crack. Let it. You don't need to remember it. Step 5. Gradually migrate everything. Over the next few weeks, every time you log into a site, update to a generated password. Don't rush it. Consistency beats speed. Bonus: enable two-factor on your password manager. Your master password is now the keys to the kingdom. Protect it with two-factor authentication if your manager supports it. Bitwarden does. A password manager is the single highest impact privacy tool you can adopt. It protects you from breaches, eliminates password reuse, and actually makes your life easier. Most people won't do this. Most people will keep using the same weak password everywhere and hope they don't get hacked. You're not most people. You're building a threat model and implementing it. Next episode, browsers. We'll talk about why Chrome is surveillance software and what to use instead. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.